Hello, Dua. How are you, my love?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm glad you got the denim jacket memo.
I know, I definitely got the memo.
Are you in your backyard? What a heavenly view.
Yeah, I'm in LA, so it's quite nice and sunny here.
Remind the people listening / watching that maybe didn't get the memo about how many times your album has been streamed in the last 2 months. Because like, it's not bragging if I ask you to share the number.
Okay. If I must, 2 billion times.
What the hell? That's like a made up number.
My palms, if I could show you how disgustingly sweaty they are right now.
The universe must really love you, because when Missy Elliott and Madonna both make themselves available for a project. I mean, the 2 billion streams is good, but this is, tell me how the hell that came about, and how did you even sleep once you knew it was a possibility?
To be honest, I haven't slept in months, just out of pure excitement. It's just, you know, it's always been a massive dream of mine to get to work with both Madonna and Missy Elliott, and to have been able to put both of them together in a song, and for them both to really be into a song, and them both to want to jump on a track, is so crazy that even as I say it, knowing full well that it's going to come out soon, it still feels like unbelievable to me. Like, unbelievable.
The fact that they even know who you are is amazing. Like, to be a human being and Madonna knows you exist.
I know. It's mind-blowing. And it was... you know, it was mainly like it began as a collaboration with me and the Blessed Madonna, who is a DJ and a producer. And we thought to kind of create like a fun club remix of the track. And it was really, you know, a conversation with my manager. And I was like, you know, if I don't say it, I don't get it. So I feel like I just need to go and put it out there. And I'm a firm believer in that. And like, sometimes I just say things, and then I hope that they manifest, yes, in the way that I would want it to. And I was just like, you know, do you know who would sound really good on this? I was like, you know, Madonna and Missy Elliott.
Yes! I love that you were the one who like vocalized it and verbalized it into being.
And it just kind of, you know, it just happened. You know, I was hoping for one at least. I was like, please, maybe. Or like, I thought maybe both of them would just tell me that they were super busy and this is just isn't the right time. And but to get an email back and both of them being like, yeah, totally up for it, love the track, I'm like, no.
Oh, man. It makes me so happy, because it's like people assume that once you get to a certain level of like success or stardom, it's all just kind of meh, like whatever. But it's wonderful to see someone at the top of their game still having awe and wonder about what they get to do. Like, that's the best.
Yeah, I'm just like trying to put my like dreams into existence.
Yeah.
And one manifestation at a time, or two in this case.
We can't really make plans at all these days. And in one part, that's magic, because we have to just let go of control for once. But what does the next kind of couple months look like for you? Are you going to be able to just rest, or when, what's happening?
Well, I've got a couple more surprises up my sleeve.
How could you have more surprises? You've brought Prince back from the dead to be on your next single. That's how you would top Missy Elliott and Madonna being on your track.
I've just got a couple more like things for you guys.
Just a couple of these.
Just a couple more shimmies. which we can talk about maybe in another interview.
Okay, done. Well, let's lock it in at some, you know, Warner Music you're listening. We're going to lock that in to talk about the next sassy, sexy, shimmy surprises. Can't wait.